Meditation 38. Teach me how to love you.
My dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? I have tried to love every aspect of your creation, only later to find myself cheated, exploited, unfulfilled, and lonely. Sometimes I exploited others, and other times I was cheated myself. The end result was always the same: emptiness, disappointment, and greater desperation. My dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? Of course, Lord. I am most unqualified to request your love, because if I could be satisfied with sense gratification, mundane knowledge, impersonal realization, or even mystic powers, I would have no need to try to pursue you. I have played with these for many lifetimes, and now I am like a child, grown tired of these toys, who still not matured enough to possess the real commodities. What a frustrating position, because all it brings is emptiness, disappointment, and greater desperation. My dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? I am embarrassed to admit my total fear of you. You are all powerful, all knowing, and totally independent. You do whatever you want, when and how you want to do it. As a self-centered cheater, I am stumped because I cannot find a way to capitalize on weaknesses you do not have. Now, how will I get your favor? There is no way I can go unnoticed by your all-seeing eyes when I am below standard. There is no point in demanding anything. You have, after all, given me much more than I am worthy of. Please forgive me for bothering you. Still, I plead for your help. My dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? I am like the patient who goes to the doctor to get medication for a particular sickness. Being very eager and attentive, he seemingly accepts the prescription, but a few weeks later, he returns with the same problem. When he is questioned, it is discovered that although he came for help, he is not taking the medication he purchased. The patient keeps returning, thinking that giving enough time, the doctor will do something special to relieve him totally from the disease. However, the patient refuses to accept that the doctor has already given him the cure, and now it is up to him. This is my dilemma. I have the prescription, but some lack of faith is keeping me from fully acting out your instructions to their entirety. Thus I suffer the same emptiness again and again. Dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? It seems my greatest problem is that I am actually crazy, although I look sane. I know what is best for me, but I keep denying it. I know where to go for help, but I don't want to act. I know I cannot live without your full love and without fully loving you. However, my insanity keeps me searching for excuses to avoid the inevitable. Now I am most afraid because I know I have exhausted my visits. I am surely mad, but I have no one else to turn to. What am I to do? For now that the end results are greater emptiness, intense disappointment, and extreme desperation. My dear Lord Shyam, is there any hope for me in this lifetime? Can you teach me how to love you? You know how serious my case is. Dear Lord, Lord Nityananda and yourself, converted Jagai and Manai, the most sinful of men into saintly devotees. The people seeing such a miraculous transformation became so impressed with your compassion and the power of your devotional service. Therefore, surely as the world sees such a demanding, lustful, selfish, envious, ungrateful madman as myself become a devotee, all will know unequivocally your mercy is extremely powerful. If it can penetrate to such deep levels that it can reach someone like me, who had no chance of even your most remote association, I think the only hope for me now is for you to take away my free will, as it is the abuse of this so-called freedom which has put me in this predicament. No demon is too powerful for you to defeat, so I am sure help is on its way. I am neither a first-class pure servant nor a clever demon, so you will expose and devastate me. In the devastation, I will die to live in love. When will that day come? When I will be madly in love with you and your attendants? I beg you to arrange by any means necessary to teach me how to love you.